Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and we are gonna do the laboratory show. Got that audio, gonna play it, and you gonna listen to it. We got the... Ow! Ow!
What is with you?
Why is it so loud? It's blasting.
Look where the levels are. It's... Yes, no?
Levels. Levels. Audio laboratory, audio laboratory, get ready, audio. No, I hate this groove. Ugh, I hate this one. Maybe, could be. Audio laboratory, audio. Oh, I like this. Audio laboratory. Audio laboratory. Welcome, one and all. Welcome, welcome to the show. We are the laboratory. Show. Audio laboratory. Audio laboratory.
Are you good with this one?
Yeah, I like it. We got Gary, Greg T. Audio laboratory. Audio laboratory.
All right. Well, welcome to the audio lab. My name is Garrett.
That's how we start the show.
Wants to freestyle yet again. That is Greg T himself.
Is this the audio lab or audio laboratory?
You could go either or.
Well, but what do you want to do? How do you want to coin it?
Well, it's tomato tomato at the end of the day.
Well, No. Lab-ish, tomato tomato. You know.
Lab is short for laboratory.
Yes, that's right.
So
right.
You could go either way.
Well, if you say you got to go to the laboratory, sometimes that means you have to go to the restroom.
Well, that's if you're like a pompous a-hole.
Well, you know, I could see people trying to make fun of our podcast and saying, oh, yeah, that's the audio restroom that they do.
It's fine.
So maybe we should just call it audio lab.
I'm okay with it.
What do you like?
I like the laboratory.
See, but be careful because I'm telling you, they're going to say it's the audio bathroom.
It's fine. You know, if they think that, they think that. That's what that everybody, opinions are like
but
buttholes. Everyone has one.
Do we want to be associated with a bathroom?
Or do we want to be associated with podcasts with that name already?
There's another one out there? Audio
yes.
Lab?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
And we're Audio Laboratory?
Yep.
Well, we're better, of course.
Obviously.
But they were smarter to not be the laboratory because they knew it was going to be the bathroom.
Right. Or
so they
were smart to get it done before we did. What the hell is going on?
Here, hit that beep beep, the intro again. That was a good
one more time?
Yeah.
All right.
Beep beep beep.
Beep beep beep. Was it this one?
Beep beep beep.
No, that's
no,
not
that's
it.
No, that's another one. I like this. Yeah,
little Jay-Z.
Yeah. See, what we got here, we've got a computer system. And in our computer system, we have all these different, what we call beds. Because you lay it down on a bed, on a bed. You lay it down on a bed, lay it down on a bed. Audio, laboratory, audio. Laboratory, gonna mix and show you audio laboratory.
All right. All right, so it is a new week. We got a lot to cover. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Oh!
Now somebody!
Scream.
Everybody! Scream! All right. Well, we got a lot to cover. Super Bowl week.
Yes.
We got a lot of commercials we could preview that have come out already, which
I like that.
We can get into why they're coming out now, which I get.
Yeah. And
some stories that we've caught over the weekend as well.
The problem I have with some of the commercials is that we live in a society where everything has to be what's called up, here's the word, transparency. I am so tired of the transparency word and that everything has to be so transparent and that everybody has to know everything.
Okay.
I don't like it. Why can't we just wait until Super Bowl Sunday and then see the ads? Why do we have to preview them?
Well,
why?
I can start to think why they started releasing Super Bowl ads earlier, and I think a lot of people can understand and agree to it, is the fact that when you're watching Super Bowl, more likely than none, you're watching it with a group of people.
Okay.
And those group of people aren't like shutting up for every commercial.
Okay, fair enough. I understand that.
So you're more likely to miss said Super Bowl commercial that cost a company a hell of a lot of money that you and I will probably never see in our lifetime.
Hopefully
if we win the lottery or whatever.
Okay, I understand.
So why not get ahead of it? As opposed to just get lost in the shuffle.
Okay. There's so many ways to spin things. That is spin number one on why we get them early.
Right.
Spin number two on why we get them early is because people feel that they are entitled to see these commercials before they go on. They preview them. We are entitled. We're an entitlement of a society. We want everything to be transparent. We want to know ahead of time. That's the other way to say things. Then the other one is that I think that we also preview another a third way to spin it. Companies leak it because they want to get the one leg up. Because you're right, they did spend a lot of money on it. So they don't want to wait until Super Bowl Sunday. They want to get it out like a couple of days ahead of time.
And what's wrong with that? You work hard on something and so it doesn't get lost in the shuffle of all the different commercials and the thing that's going on the field.
Yeah,
and then the Super Bowl halftime show.
True.
And then what Cindy is bringing over to eat for dinner.
True.
The pizza didn't come. You would get lost.
Yeah,
you would lose. You would lose many things, like the new Doritos commercial where we go down nostalgia lane with the Backstreet Boys. Remember their song, I Want It That Way, where the music video, they're all in their white suits and they're dancing in the airplane hangar.
Yeah.
So Doritos obviously put two and two together. They took the old Doritos and they spiced up the old ranch Doritos to make them hot, which you would probably hate because you hate spice.
Oh, so wait, it's buffalo.
No,
ranch.
Not buffalo, just hot.
Oh, just hot.
Just hot. Think more like hot sauce as opposed to buffalo.
So people are getting, you think people are getting away from the name buffalo? Like they're just tired of you using it, like it kind of like
well,
is
no.
played out now?
No, not really. I mean, buffalo is still a type of sauce. But there's also hot sauce. You know what I mean? It's night and day. It's not the same thing.
You know, speaking of meats and buffalo, this gets us off track just a little bit, but did you know that there is no such thing as Angus? Angus is just a company. Sometimes you go to restaurants and you go, I'll have the Angus beef.
Right.
But there's no real beef called Angus. There's no part of an animal called Angus.
It's almost deja vu. I'm having deja vu with you because this is almost the time where you learned about tilapia from my father-in-law.
But that's true, right. There's no such thing as tilapia. Tilapia either. They're farm grown. They live in a thing. Yeah, so Angus is the same thing. There's really no real Angus beef. The Angus is a beef that's been mixed with other beefs, and then they mix it together, and they call it Angus. It's a company called Angus that puts it out, but people don't know that it's a company, so they automatically go, Angus beef? I want that. But they don't realize that it's a company that's putting it out.
So it's a company, just like when I say go make me a Xerox, it's not.
That's correct.
It's not, Xerox is the company
that is
and
correct.
Not the the machine itself.
There is no part of a cow or a bull that is an Angus part. You get the Angus beef, but nobody's thinking about that. They're like, I want Angus beef.
How'd that come up in conversation, though? Like,
I cannot tell you who I found out from. But I know an owner of a deli. A very good, distinguished, very popular, big name deli that is it's a monster business that they deal with a lot of these meats. And I got to know the owner very well. And last week I was talking with the owner, and the owner had said, and we were laughing about all these things that society goes and tries to buy. So he was telling me that they are now selling X amount of, or no, they're selling a type of a meat. That is supplied at some of these burger places, right?
So did you go in going, hey, Tom, can I get some Angus? And then he goes, let me tell you about Angus.
Well, I said, oh, my God, I didn't even know you have, oh, my God, look at this Angus beef over here. And he starts laughing, and he goes, but if you buy this one over here, it's the same thing. I go, no, but that one doesn't say Angus. And he goes, it's not, there's no Angus. There's no such thing as Angus beef. He goes, it's made up. And I said, no, it's not. I said, if I go to restaurants, I order Angus beef.
But there would be
and
more.
He's like, yeah, it's a con.
But there would be more, I don't know.
Nobody asks these questions.
But if it was a company, you would think there was other companies just like it.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be more options than just Angus. It's not like Angus has cornered the market in meat.
Well, which part of the cow and the bull is Angus?
Oh, I don't.
There is none. There is none. There's no Angus. Nobody's eating the Angus. but things you learn here on Audio Laboratory?
Right.
See? There's no Angus.
It's a Scottish breed of small beef cattle.
Breed, right. They're breeding it. They're breeding it. It doesn't exist, really.
No,
it's like tilapia again.
But
there's no Angus. There's no real. It's a mixture.
It's not a company. It's an actual animal.
Yeah, but it is also a company, though. Angus is also a company. But the animal, they're making the animal. They breed the animal to be this Angus, whatever it is. That's all it is. And it's not real.
I'll put a little question mark next
all right.
to that one.
You'll see. I'm telling you.
So what did he sucker you into buying then?
No, he told me the truth behind it.
What did he sucker you into buying then?
I go, well, why do you have a sign that says Angus beef? And he goes, well, I'm not an idiot. And he goes, everybody wants to buy things that said Angus, so I have it here. It says Angus beef.
All right, back to the Super Bowl. So Super Bowl Sunday, as Greg T has his non-Angus beef.
Yes.
So Doritos teaming up with the Backstreet Boys' Chance the Rapper to bring their new spicy Doritos to the table by going down memory lane with Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way,
and
a little remix from Chance the Rapper. Like this.
You're still upset about the Angus?
Yeah, I'm so upset.
You are just off.
Here we go.
Ow! When
I say I want Backstreet Boys song.
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pyro's. Fingers on my hot chips, red-handed. Come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks. Quiet, leave the house, man, I'ma need another outfit. Fly it in a maggot on the wall inside a cockpit. Speaking of desire, man, you preach it to the choir, man. My tongue is doing fine, but the roof is on fire.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a party. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never wanna hear you say, I want it that way.
You're in. Now it's hot.
Wow, very good.
So hot Doritos. I know you would not eat hot Doritos because you're not a fan of spice.
No, I would not.
Where do you think why aren't you a fan of something hot?
Well, my taste buds are telling me I'm not a fan of it. They burn me. I have sensitive taste.
But does it go back to like you just never liked it?
No, it doesn't circle back to my fraternity.
I wasn't circling back
to
your fraternity.
That's where you're headed. You always circle back.
Well, no, I mean, I do agree that it is the foundation of a lot of messed up things in your life. But I didn't know maybe you were a kid and like you had someone poured hot sauce all over something, and then you started vomiting. And
no, I do like a little bit of a spice. I just don't need hot, hot, hot. It really just depends. I mean, maybe I might try a Dorito like that. I might give it a whirl and say, all right, maybe it's pretty good. I mean, I like some of the spices.
Well, let's move over to Pepsi. Pepsi, obviously, they're in charge of the halftime Super Bowl show.
Yes.
They have their own commercial. Now, when you go to a restaurant and you, or have you ever heard someone go, hey, can I have a Coke?
Yes.
And what does the waiter normally say?
We have Pepsi.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay?
So the brilliant minds at Pepsi played off that using Steve Carell, Cardi B, and Lil Jon because their catchphrases are okay.
Right.
So you tie that in and you get this.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Pepsi's more than okay! It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
There you go. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
So
very
Drew,
cool.
What would your catchphrase be?
That's the bottom line.
Stone Cold from the WWE has that.
No, he doesn't. You're telling me that somebody else already has that, the bottom line?
And that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so.
Yeah, but I don't say because Stone Cold said
so. Just because you take away. That's like submitting the same book report.
That's the bottom line has always been my thing.
I've never heard you say that in my life.
And that's the bottom line.
When did you say, outside of you just saying it, when was the last time you said
that? When I used to do my podcast, my fantasy football video I would put
for
out.
For 10 people.
And I would say, and the character would say, and that's the bottom line.
Your character.
Listen, are you joking me?
That's the bottom line is not a Greg T. Like, No.
But you keep. All right, I have to come up with something else. Another catchphrase. The catchphrase would be.
All right, think of it for.
Because Greg T said so.
Same thing. All right. So last week you asked me about we were talking about ASMR, the whispering.
Oh no, don't do more of those, please.
You said, I can play back the audio and we'll sit through the podcast. Your exact words were, why don't you get some for next week? So I, being true to this podcast, pulled something up. We were just talking about Cardi B.
All right, let people know that what you're about to play is going
auto sensory device technique, right, where you pretty much whisper into a microphone,
right,
and using the left and right ear is supposed to stimulate different things for you.
Half our audience is going to like this and half our audience is not going to like this.
All right. So you asked for it, Greg T.
Yes. Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. So
we had somebody just come into the laboratory. Didn't they see the sign that said stay out of laboratory?
It happens. You know,
people just come through the laboratory.
It's a rinky-dink thing. But,
and shouldn't come with our safety goggles on or anything?
No hard hat either.
Right,
all right, so this is Cardi B Explores ASMR from W Magazine. Greg T, you have to sit here and listen to this for a few seconds. Let's see how long you can take it.
All right.
Right ear?
Yeah, it's in the right ear.
I feel like I'm taking an audio test.
Oh, I can't stand it. Hello. Ooh, it's kind of sexy, actually.
My name is Cardi B.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. ASMR style.
Oh.
I just finished.
Open your eyes. It's weird.
No, I like
it
now.
A photo shoot.
Oh. Oh, my God, I want her now. Oh, my God, I'm so turned on. I totally want her.
All right, we're going to stop that before.
Oh, my God, I totally want
her. You asked for it, and I delivered, but I didn't think you were going to deliver in that way.
Oh, my God, I got to turn around. I want to start kissing her right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I got to start kissing her right now. Wow.
Yes.
Cardi B.
So you'll look at Cardi B and ASMR in a different way.
Yeah, now I like
that's
her.
Why some adults like it more than others.
I want it all back
for that.
Hey, you know, speaking of Angus beef,
yeah,
you know, when it says that it's grass fed.
Yes.
What
possibly?
Well, you tell me a state in the United States of America where there is grass 24/7 every single day of the year. Tell me.
It's not grass from the ground.
Oh no! Yes. The grass gets burned out.
Oh.
The grass gets
stepped
on.
This is a whole new podcast, dude.
You cannot have things that are grass fed all year round. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The only word place to get grass all year round is like in Ireland. There's no grass. You can't have grass all year round.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Grass fed.
So
we're
talking about commercials, but this has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
When I say Matthew McConaughey, what commercial comes to mind?
Cadillac.
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
So he was on Watch What Happens Live late last week. And how many Lincolns would you say he has? And does he drive
the
them?
The truck.
How many?
He has one big, gigantic truck. He's got one, a sedan, like a really cool, sleek sedan. Maybe he's got one as a sports car. I'm going to say three.
Well, you'll say three. Let's go to the answer.
All right.
Matthew, Randy S. wants to know if you really drive a Lincoln.
Absolutely.
By the way, there's
three in both of my driveways.
Right. And by the way, we did pay attention. You arrived in a Lincoln.
I arrived
tonight.
In a Lincoln.
Yes,
I will
you
be
did.
Leaving in a Lincoln.
Yes. Absolutely.
I would too. You're getting that much money.
I like it.
All you have to do is drive a Lincoln and get paid buttloads of money.
Oh, my God.
Bring it on every day of the week.
So how many does he have?
Three.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see. Let's go to Pensacola, Florida for a little stupid news.
How cool of a name is Pensacola, Florida, right?
I could live there. We go to a parking lot of a Waffle House on Monday.
We love Waffle House.
A woman took off her pants, ooh, started dancing naked, and ooh, licked an employee's face.
See, now here's the thing.
Police arrested the woman for lewd and indecent exposure of sexual organs.
Obviously. Now, but here's the thing, though. When you tell me that story.
Yes.
People that are listening are like, oh, yeah? A naked person dancing? Oh, yeah. But you don't even know what this person looks like. We have no clue what the person's name is.
Well, let's go to the story.
This person...
38-year-old Freedom Zobrist was asked to leave the property for trespassing. Employees say that's when Zobrist became verbally abusive and threatening. Zobrist then walked to the middle of the parking lot and pulled her pants down, exposing herself. Oh. Zobrist then attempted to grab an employee's... And when he tried to stop her, she licked both sides of his face. Zobrist is facing multiple charges, including lewd and indecent exposure, battery, and assault.
Let me tell you.
I want to know what this person looks like.
Outside of that, I was in high school. I was in a fight.
Yeah.
And to get out of the fight.
It a good fight?
It was over. I forget what it was over. I just knew I was in one point just like I was pinned to the ground.
Oh, man.
You know how I got out of it?
How?
I licked the kid.
No!
Seriously, it is the best technique to get out of a situation. But think about it. You're fighting, and then all of a sudden you lick someone.
Yeah, right. I would let go.
It would be such a mental mind f to you that you'd be like, what the hell just happened to me?
No, you're right. You're right. I would not. I would be like, what
like
the
if we were fighting right now, and we were just like going back and forth, and
then get off of me, dude! Stop it!
Right, and you're looking to punch me, and I come in and I lick the side of your face.
Yeah, right. No, I don't want that.
Let's keep
your tongue in your mouth, dude.
Yeah. Well, let's stick on the crazy news story. So, a group of friends, I wouldn't say bachelor party, but they decided to go skiing in Utah because it is the season in Park City, Utah.
Yes.
So they're all hanging out, having some drinks. So it's starting to escalate a little. Thinking you're gonna have some drinks. Before I play it, where do you think a group of guys just sitting in the hot tub having some drinks? What do you think happens?
All right. Well, I remember one time going on a ski trip myself with a bunch of dudes.
Right.
And we had a lot of liquor there, and one thing led to another. And before you knew it, somebody was getting into a fight. Somebody's pushing somebody down. So I'm saying that it escalated into a Royal Rumble inside the hot tub.
Inside the hot tub. Yeah. Let's go to the audio tape from ABC4 in Utah and see what happened.
An argument in North Salt Lake turns violent after one man bites off a chunk of another man's ear.
Oh, my God.
Brian Boyack was arrested Tuesday on several charges, including mayhem and criminal mischief. According to police, Boyack and the victim and others were in a hot tub having a good time talking about things involving conspiracy theories and big corporations. Oh. The victim said Boyack, who had been drinking, took issue with something, and the conversation turned physical. Police say Boyack bit a part of the victim's ear off. Boyack took off, but later turned himself into police. The victim told police that the piece of ear cannot be reattached, and he will need to have reconstructive surgery. Ouch.
Oh, my God.
I love how the guy at the reporter at the end goes, ouch.
Dude, what is wrong with people? I mean, you're friends. You're all hanging out.
Here's the thing. Why do you
let things escalate to the point you're biting somebody's ear off?
I've never been a police officer. I have a few friends that are police officers and on the force. And when you have to categorize something as crazy... You know it's one of those, like, how do we write this down in the book?
Oh, yeah.
No ear. And then the guy, he's in a hot tub with his friends. He runs in Utah in the snow.
Oof.
At what point do you go, okay, I screwed up.
Right, stupid.
I have to return now.
Yeah, stupid me.
And give me clothes.
You know what I always wanted? Speaking of cold, I always wanted one of those, like, full body, like, undergarments where the back end of my butt unbuttons and then it drops down where I could take a poop right out of my butt.
Right.
Like one of those, like Little House on the Prairie, old-fashioned, you know, pajama sets. You ever seen them before?
With the butt flap in the back?
Yeah, the butt flap. Yeah, I always wanted one of those. I always thought it was kind of cool.
It just seems very hot.
Yeah, maybe. I always wanted to be able to, like, you know, get up from bed, go to the bathroom, undo the butt flap, and then just, like, drop it. And then drop it like it's hot. And then reattach my buttons and go back to bed. I just wanted to do that.
It would just seem like it would take too much time. you know what I mean? To unbutton the buttons and then...
You wouldn't want one of those, man? Just to undo the buttons in the back on the butt and then just drop it?
So
drop it while it's hot?
So Greg T. wakes up with his flannel pajamas on. He walks off to the walks over to the bathroom, unbuttons everything, yep. sits down, and
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Very nice. That's good. I like that. Good all right, remix
let's talk about some studies. So, if I was to ask you, Greg T, the average American,
okay, give it to me,
laughs how many times a day?
Laughs.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's gotta be really a good mood.
Laughs. The average.
The laughter.
Don't think over happy. Don't think too sad. Just the average overall.
I don't think we laugh that much. I really don't. I can't remember how much we really do laugh. I don't know, 20 times?
Seven times a day on average. What's the thing that makes people laugh the most?
Farting jokes.
The things kids say. So okay. it falls down there. So
okay.
So we got some laughs.
I'm laughing just hearing those laughters.
How many times do you sneeze during a normal sneezing fit? So you sneeze how many times?
Three times.
Three times. According to a new survey, 43% of us sneeze 3 to 4 times.
There you go.
40% of us sneeze 1 to 2 times, which are weird. Here are the people we have to take a close look at. 7% sneeze at least 5 times.
My daughter does it. Jada sneezes 7 times in a row every day in the morning.
4%, she falls in the 4% because there's 4% of the people that were surveyed 7 times, and 5% of us sneeze at least 10 times in a sneezing fit.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. We at first thought it was like weird that she was doing it, but now it's become just a regular part of her life.
I wonder what that like, why?
I don't know. Jada wakes up in the morning, and we don't know when it happens, but it always occurs in the morning, whether it's before breakfast or after breakfast.
Just imagine waking up in this.
Yep.
That's what your daughter sounds like.
No, it's cuter. That sounds like a elephant.
Tom Hanks from Burbs.
Packing dust. I'm sorry.
Tom Hanks. But yeah, so imagine that. That's just that, yeah, just seems a little bit too much.
Hatchu. And then she'll wait and she'll go, hatchu. 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 And then she'll wait again and go, I think it's God.
Let's see. Let's move on throughout the week and see what else we can cover. We see these on award shows all the time where they call someone. It happens from time to time, not all the time.
Yeah.
Where they is like, hey, now the winner, Greg T.
Yes.
Greg T's nowhere to be found. Why? Because
you're at the bar.
He's at the bathroom.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So that actually happened at The Price is Right.
Yeah? I saw this on television.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Tara Armstrong, come on down.
Where is she?
Is she?
Hello?
She's in the bathroom.
She's in the laboratory.
Tara? Tara.
Now we're watching Jerry Springer.
Tara.
There she is.
Nice to see you.
That is very funny.
Thought you'd never get here. So glad you could make it.
Nice to meet you. Sorry.
That's funny.
Now,
that's funny.
It hasn't. This has happened on the show before.
Oh, it has?
Almost 19 years ago.
Really?
With Bob Barker.
Oh, get out.
Our next player is Daniel Jimenez. Come on down.
Daniel.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Come on, Daniel. Daniel Jimenez, come on. Where are you? Daniel.
We're taping a live show.
Daniel Jimenez. His brother. He is in the men's room.
Oh, no.
Now.
You know, everybody's like, pull another name.
So why can't they just edit that? If they're not doing the show live, why can't they just edit it?
I don't know. That's a great question. But that wasn't the only time it happened on The Price is Right.
Are you kidding me? It happened more times?
Let's go back to the first time it ever happened.
No!
1970.
Oh, my goodness.
Patricia Bernard, come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Just a moment. An emergency has occurred.
An emergency.
Would you believe this moment had to occur, did it not? Patricia has gone to the little girl's room. A gentleman, whom I assume is her husband, has rushed out to get her. A page has gone after the gentleman. Everyone in America is wondering how long can they wait for Patricia. Here comes Patricia.
That is so cool.
The play-by-play alone of what was happening was worth the clip itself.
You know, the music in the background, it really does put you in a good mood. I think I'm going to talk to Elvis about every time I walk into the studio, I would like the Price is Right music just to play for myself.
All right.
And like, here's Greg T now. And then,
did you, from TV shows, you ever watch Friends?
Oh, of course. I was a huge Friends
so,
fan.
I mean, and now when Friends, the Friends cast is on TV shows promoting other shows,
yeah,
you know, they get asked questions. But I never heard this one before. So what do you think Matt LeBlanc, who played Joey on Friends, took from the Friends set on his last day shooting at on Friends?
The foosball table.
Something to do with the foosball table.
Uh-huh.
I was asked, do you ever take anything from the show as like a souvenir? Just go like, you know what? I'm just going to take this because it means something to me.
I took from the show, it's funny, I took a ton of cash.
Come on, no.
Funny joke, funny joke. It's true.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah, no, you know what I have that was really cool? You know how in Joey and Chandler's apartment we had the foosball table?
Right. No,
I have the actual ball from the table, the foosball. I mean, I have it in my toolbox somewhere. Why it's in my toolbox, I don't know. But I ended up with the foosball. And the other thing I took was, you know, the Magna Doodle that was on the back of the apartment door. It always had things written on it.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I clipped that at the end. And I couldn't fit the couch in my car, but
tried.
But the Magna Doodle was cool because there was this one guy, Paul, on the crew that he was the one that always drew whatever was on there. He wasn't one of the writers, he was one of the electricians on the show. And he just happened to be the artist that kind of drew always something relevant to the story that week on the thing. So I stole it and gave it to him. So he's got it. So that was kind of cool.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
That's great.
So you were partially
that's
right.
Great.
He took the foosball.
Yeah.
He took the foosball.
That's very smart.
And brought it home. So question is, so Greg T.
Yes.
Last day of the Elvis Duran show, what are you stealing from the show?
Great question. That's a great... Dude, did you tell Elvis about that question? That's
no.
A great question. We should ask the whole morning show.
Last day of the show, never returning here ever again.
Wow.
What one thing of nostalgia would you bring home with you to keep and then eventually put in your toolbox?
Wow. That's a great question. What do we have in that room that I like?
I think you would take your stool.
I do, you know, I love sitting on stools. I do. But this is my second stool now. This is not even like the original stool. It's the second stool. Let's see. Maybe a microphone. I mean, I guess
dude,
I
still
am.
A very expensive microphone.
I mean, I think I would. I think I would just take the whole microphone.
Matt LeBlanc took a foosball, which was probably valued at $2.
Yeah, and, I want the microphone that I've used. Yeah, for sure.
You would use that. So that would be what you would steal. That would probably cause someone to stop you at security on the way out going,
maybe, but
I'm
definitely walking out here with a microphone.
All right, and then sure. Another big thing that happened to out in Las Vegas, Star is Born is up for many Oscar nominations.
Oh, yeah.
And
we both agree. Like, what would your take? Again, I just want to finalize it.
I liked it, yeah.
Okay, was it one of your favorite movies this year?
It was up. I would put it in top five.
Okay, for myself, I enjoyed A Star Is Born. I felt it was too long of a movie. I thought Lady Gaga was incredible, and I thought that it was pretty neat to see how Bradley Cooper was able to teach himself to sing and how he sung. That's my take on it.
So that's what happened in Vegas. Lady Gaga has her residency, and she invited one Bradley Cooper up on stage, unbeknownst to the audience, to sing the popular song from A Star Is Born, Shallow. And Bradley Cooper, if you listen at the beginning of this...
Yep.
I have certain feels for the way he just talks to the crowd because he got into character. So listen to this.
Oh, good.
So a really good friend of mine.
Gaga.
I don't know if you know him, but his name is Bradley.
Hello, Vegas.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Tell me something.
And they went on to sing it, and
yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's my my conspiracy. I know you're the conspiracy guy, but
oh, give me some conspiracy music if you got a conspiracy on it.
My conspiracy on this.
We need better sound effects
first.
Yes.
Don't go down that road again.
That's sound effects help.
I get it. I'm a one man show.
Hence a laboratory. You know, audio laboratory. We need audio for conspiracies. We need, you know, you're right, ding, 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 you're wrong. We need, like, those things. We need farting noises. We need those things.
Well, anyway.
We need whoop, 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 whoop.
So, the Oscars are happening before the end of February.
Yes.
End of February.
Yes.
Lady Gaga's been in residency for about 2 months now. Feels like 2 months, about a month and a half.
Okay.
If Bradley Cooper came out. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of her stint in Vegas,
yes.
Nobody would be talking. No one would be thinking about voting. They're in the midst of voting right now for the Oscars. So what became one of the most viral clips of the week?
Him coming out on stage.
Him coming out and
right.
doing...
Right, Shallow.
So a really good
you know,
friend
this. You know, everybody's right. talking about it.
Because you want to see them do it live
Top of mind. So credit to Bradley Cooper's and Lady Gaga's managers and agents
yes.
going, and publicists going, do
right.
it.
Do it as much as you can
now.
Everywhere you
no,
can.
No, do it now.
Right.
Do it now. It'll go everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. But how could it not? I mean, you like them together. If you saw
of
the movie,
course.
You like them together. You want to see them perform live as often as possible.
All right, so let's see if I...
See, we need that right there. You just did it, you see?
You have it.
Yeah, but you just
right.
did it.
Have you ever been?
A new sound effect is born.
Have you ever been scared? First off, you hear about the news story where a woman in Australia was going to the bathroom, and then she got bit by a snake in the butt.
She went to the bath. Oh, did it come up through the drain?
Came up through the drain.
I've heard those stories. Yeah. That is true.
I've heard the stories, but I
yep.
also equate them to myths sometimes.
No, it is true.
But everybody. The news jumps on it like, you must check underneath the toilet every time. I'm not checking every time I go to the bathroom.
But the thing is that people don't know.
Or when you go to the bathroom.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Was this snake outside of the toilet on
no.
the floor? It was comes out of the water,
Came
right?
out of the tray.
See,
just like a bad dream.
The thing is, people can't realize that snakes can actually slither their way up the drain.
Let's go to the local news. Yeah. Local news in Australia, they interviewed the woman who was bit
local
by the snake.
News.
When I sat down, I felt this really sharp tap on my bottom, along with some pain. I thought, holy what was that? But when you've got your knickers and your long pants around your ankles, it's pretty hard to go far. And to be honest, it was like running a three-legged race without a friend. This was a midstream adventure.
Midstream.
So he waited for me to start going, you know. He didn't appreciate that shower under the full moon.
She's making all the puns there, but just imagine sitting there and then all of us go,
right.
Would you have ever thought a snake
would... Oh, dude, I would freak out, too. I mean, seeing something slither up through the pipe, and then you open up the lid of the toilet, and then there's this thing there which wants to come out, and then it pops out, I would freak out.
Hey, have you ever come close to bowling a perfect game?
Never.
Me either.
Never.
A 10-year-old in New Jersey became the second youngest player ever to bowl a perfect game.
Shut up.
He's from New Jersey, Kai Struthers.
Yo, Kai!
And he's hoping to go pro one day. You got to love bowling to be that young and go, I'm going to be a pro bowler.
You know, we should get Kai to go up against me in a human bowling. So, like, we both have to, like, run down the lane and throw ourselves into the pins and see who gets
more.
He
let him use a ball.
Well, let him use the ball, and then I have to run down in there. Yeah, right.
But here's one of his final strikes, and then his parents and coach, of course, very proud of Mr.
Kai. Let's get
Kai on the show. Kai!
It's a lot of turkeys.
We brought him to the league when he was almost five years old.
Wow.
And he's been bowling ever since. It's just like this God-given talent.
Calm, cool, collective, laid back, reserved. That's him. So because of that, he doesn't apply pressure to himself.
The most superior attitude of a 10-year-old I've ever seen as a bowler.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
4-year-old. Imagine if our parents brought us to, you know, bowling at 4 years old, what we could be doing today.
Oh, my God. There's so many things we could have been doing had we started.
I'm convinced if I didn't give up piano at the age of 5, I probably could have been very good at playing piano. And I probably could have been doing the Super Bowl with Maroon 5 this coming weekend.
All right, give me two more pieces of audio.
All right, you got it, sir. Yes, sir.
Because we keep talking about how many pieces of audio we should do on a podcast.
It's a full, we comment about it. Here's the thing. People are commenting. People are listening. People are enjoying it because they're in their cars. They're working out anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours. So they enjoy the fact that there's something that could go from start to finish for their entire ride.
We got to find a good playlist for people to work out. If they're working out, what would they be listening to?
Well, you're the main guy that works out, man.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it.
We got that. Tracy Morgan's all over the place, still making fun of getting hit by a truck. I guess after you go through what you did,
right?
You're allowed to.
Well, you can't say anything to him. He was clinging to life.
You see the stuttering comedian on America's Got Talent? Do you watch America's Got Talent?
I do, and I didn't see this one at all. Yeah. I do think that the one group that I really liked, they didn't make it to the finals, and I think they got ripped off.
Yeah. So this is Drew Lynch. He's a stuttering comedian, so he stutters because he actually, a softball hit him in the throat a couple years ago, and he woke up with a stutter, so he uses that in his comedy routine. So he was back on America's Got Talent, the Champions, the other night, and this was his set about Invisalign.
Let's see.
I love performing. You know, some people sometimes they find my stand-up to be a little jarring because I stutter. But I prefer to think that you're getting the joke, and also the remix. So even if you hear a joke, that's not for you. You can be like, I didn't like the lyrics to that one, but it had a good beat. As if there's not enough wrong with my mouth, I also wear Invisalign, the invisible braces, or as I like to call it, a grill for white people. just rapping on the hood of my Prius. avocado toast. I don't know.
Avocado toast.
What I realize is when you lose your Invisalign at say like a restaurant and you go back, you sound like a crazy person. Like I went back to the restaurant and in a frenzy, I said to the waitress, I was like, hi, I just ate here and I think I lost my Invisalign. She's like, I didn't see you wearing a retainer. And I was like, well, you can't see it. It's invisible.
That's great.
Have you seen it?
That's great.
All really right.
One last one.
I'll give you two more.
No, I said two more before. Now you see,
right.
This is what a little kid does.
Yeah,
I said you could stay for 5 more minutes, and then all of a sudden it's like, can I have five more minutes?
When did you become the parent here?
And then it becomes 10 minutes.
May I introduce you to Greg T. Snoring?
Oh, God.
This is the worst than ASMR.
I agree. It's horrible.
It's so bad. What are you even dreaming about at that point?
So Trish wants me to now go see somebody about this. I am not going to wear a sticker on my nose.
You know, well, you might have to wear something.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's because this is your problem. When the doctor says you should do it, you go, but I found a different way.
I am not going to sleep with a gigantic mask on my face hooked up to like some kind of breather. I'm not doing that either. So what I do now is I sprayed my nose last night.
Self-medicate?
Yep, exactly. And it opened up my sinuses and went right to sleep.
All right. So we'll let you go so you can go deal with your nose.
I got to go to the bathroom, to be honest.
So say so.
I got to go to the
restroom.
We
have a pause button for a...
No, I have to go to the laboratory.
There's a bucket right here.
No. Could you imagine if I did it in the bucket? It would be nuts.
All right, let's go out on this. So, Lego Movie 2 coming out.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited for it.
Yes, this is the catchy song. And the song
"Everything Is Awesome"
that was in the first one.
"Everything Is
This One
Wonderful"
will get stuck in your head, And once it's stuck in your head, I do apologize
for
here.
More than that one?
Oh, so Dylan Francis, T-Pain, and that girl, Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay!
I apologize for
Maybe
what is about to happen.
That should be my saying. Tay-Tay!
No.
All right, let me hear
it. No, let's work on it. Thank you for listening on iHeartRadio.
Wait, don't blow it out yet. Let's come back. Then we'll say.
This song's gonna get stuck inside your head. This song's gonna get stuck inside your head. This song's gonna get stuck inside your head.
Is it stuck?
Thanks for listening. Yes. I love it.
All right,
now you can say goodbye.
Now you can go to the bathroom.
I can't wait. I got to go.
Go.
All right.
Go.
Till next week, we leave you. I'm out.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to iHeartRadio. My name is Garrett. Running out the door to head to the bathroom right now. Greg T. And thank you for listening, as always.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.